This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That was Brian Anderson, friend of the show, color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays, also former Cleveland Indian, talking about the potential the Browns might go defense with the second overall pick in the upcoming draft. I think they're going to go quarterback, not because they want to, not because they should, but because, well, they have to. And if you missed that interview, well, you can use the fabulous rewind function on the Odyssey app. Don't miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. Good stuff from Brian. Touched on a variety of topics, including what you just heard there from him about what the Browns may or may not do come April. I thought he had some interesting comments about the ABS system that is being tested out here during spring training with teams, giving hitters opportunities to selectively challenge some ball strike calls. What I saw earlier this week, I thought worked really well, as long as, like, you know, Brian had talked about, I think the key is they can't get obnoxious with it. And so if they can find that happy medium to, I like the batter touching the helmet is a way not to, you know, show up the umpire, right?
Right.
But I like that, touch the helmet to ask for the review. Like, takes 15 seconds. It's not like it's not like a college football or an NBA review where they take like 5 minutes to look at something. It's rather quick. So I don't think it's going to affect the pace of the game, but I think they got to figure out number of challenges and applications and all that kind of stuff. But I really like that.
Yeah, it's like challenging faults in tennis. If you've ever watched tennis before, and you can challenge the outline or anything along like that. That's the way that they go about it. It worked very quickly like that. And especially, again, seeing it in person when I was out in Arizona for a bunch of spring training games, like, it was really simple. You'd watch the pitcher touch their cap if they disagreed, and then umpire would come on a speaker system. You know, the pitcher has challenged the previous call. We all look at the screen. It shows the call. It goes red if it touches the strike zone by however much the ball touches the strike zone. Good. That's a strike. We move on. You know, like, it moves that quickly. It's really, really nice. Like, they did a great job with it. And if they decide to implement it, it will not be there this year. But if they decide to implement it next year, I'm in. As long as you keep it quick. That's all I ask. And what you're saying, limit the amount of challenges so then that way we're not doing a whole bunch of them and we're not making a mess out of it.
I'm interested because robot umps, that's been something that has been talked about around Major League Baseball for a couple of years now, since they started putting, I forget what it was called, but when you'd bring up the game cast on a team website or an MLB website, right, where you could, you know, it tracks every single pitch. They try and tell you what.
Yeah, StatCast, all that kind of stuff.
StatCast, yep. That's what it is. Yep. When they put that system in all of the major league ballparks, I remember when that, I was like, yeah, we're getting to the robot ump part at some point here. And I think that this ABS system might be the next step towards that. Because, again, all the calls were overturned. Mm-hmm. Like, the challenges were all successful. Now, I don't know if that's an indictment of the plate umpiring, or it just the system is that good. But I'm interested to see what the statistics, the success statistics of challenges on balls and strikes are coming out of spring training. I hope Major League Baseball will be transparent. I just said that with a straight face. And I hope Major League Baseball is going to be transparent with those statistics, because I'm very curious what it's going to look like.
Because I don't think it would be that hurtful. I don't think it would be that harmful. We all know how hard it is to judge these, you know, breaking balls and that kind of stuff now, and judge fastballs and all of that. And yes, we can all scream and yell about how bad Angel Hernandez is now that he's retired, or how bad C.B. Buckner is, or how bad anybody else that we want to point to of umpires, you know, because of how bad they are. Like, I get that. But in a sense as well, we have all of this data out here. We can find all of this. Teams have it. Why not just release it? It's not like, you know, umpires are going to be treated any worse than already be treated.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I am very curious of how Major League Baseball is going to move forward with it, because the technology just on the surface looks really great. It looks accurate. Mm-hmm. It looks efficient. But then the old school person in me, it's something I struggle with, because I realize rules and sports, you got to evolve with the times. If you don't, you get left behind. But there is a human element to all sport.
Correct.
And calls are going to get missed. They're going to get blown. And there is part of me that doesn't want to see that disappear from the game. I like the complaining about the umpires. I think managers should be able to rip umpires. Last week, J.B. Bickerstaff went off on the official.
Yes, he did.
I have no problems with coaches going off on officials if the officials have a bad night. Yeah. The Cavs game against the Orlando Magic Sunday afternoon. Like, awful, awful day for that officiating crew. And not a lot of people wanted to say anything about it because they didn't want to have to make a donation to the NBA retirement fund by doing so. But, like, I have no issue if there's a little bit of a beef with the officiating and a coach, player, manager wants to say something about it. I mean, as long as you keep it professional and you don't make it personal, you don't get into name calling and things like the parameters around it, right? As Ken Carmen likes to say, keep it within the boundaries of good taste.
Yeah.
I really don't have a problem with that, but I do like the human element in sport. And this, you're talking to a Saints fan here who has gotten the wrong end of that stick multiple times in the playoffs.
That is correct.
I blame NFL officiating why Drew Brees only came away with one Super Bowl ring. Okay? Still salty about it. But
it's understandable.
I also understand there is that human element that comes with sport, and calls do get missed. Mistakes do get made. And, you know, after I'm done losing sleep over a bad call, life goes on.
But if you have the technology to get that stuff correct, and especially with balls and strikes, where it's relatively easy and you're not talking about fouls that are, you know, or even football penalties and that kind of stuff that are more, you know, obligatory, a little bit more to the human element on it. Balls and strikes are really isn't much of a human element. It either is or it isn't. It just depends on the umpire's ability to see and where they're judging the strike zone in that day. And if we could get rid of a situation where the strike zone varies at every single umpire, I think we would be in a better place. Now, you would get rid of the human element part of, like, pitch framing, which has become a serious art.
Right.
And the Guardians are proof of that, and why Austin Hedges is on this team is because of pitch framing, pitch control, and vibes. And so
I was going to say, I think Austin Hedges is here for vibes. I don't know about the pitch framing or anything
he's
else.
He's pretty good at that stuff. And handling a pitching staff, he's pretty high up there on all of that stuff. And, of course,
he's the vibes guy.
Vibes. You got to have vibes. Positive vibes are a hell of a thing. But, like, I think there's some element of that that could be in there. So, like, if you get rid of balls and strike call from the umpire, I'm in. Like, get the call right, especially now the way all this stuff is moving the way it is, and they're only throwing faster until, sadly, your elbow explodes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other flip side. If you got the technology to get it right, why not use the technology? 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder, Dan Medigan, in for Baskin and Phelps. They have the day off. Lucky them. We're with you till 2. Mike, see you there. Hang tight. We'll get to you next right here on The Fan.